Listen, we're all busy. We also all could be guilty of this setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
Well, that's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yep, to Australia we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without buttering a bagel while driving with your knee, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, a dude got pulled over there in Australia. Police caught him steering with his knees, buttering a bagel in heavy traffic.
Can you explain to me why in four lanes of traffic that's quite busy at this time of day?
Yeah.
That you thought steering a motor vehicle on your P's with your knee while you buttered a bagel would be a great idea. There is some more bad news for you, sir. The registration on your vehicle has expired.
Ooh.
It expired 3 days ago, so your vehicle is actually unregistered.
Yeah, so we got two tickets, actually.
Oh, and, no. You know, what timing?
This is just a kind of a reminder to us all to make sure that we're not distracted when we're driving. The owner of the vehicle said, hey, I know it was stupid, but I was hungry.
Bold move to butter the bagel.
Now listen.
While driving.
It's easy for us over here in our ivory tower to sit there and go, oh, what an idiot. Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? If he was just eating the bagel, less offensive. But we are sitting there. Do we have like a knife and spread and we're trying to spread the butter on the bagel? That's a bold move.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I have probably done the exact same thing.
Have you really?
I have.
I know you love to drive with the open cup of the hot granola, right?
Hot coffee?
But you also used to bring your granola in a cup too, didn't you? For a hot second?
Yes, I would eat my granola in a coffee mug on the way to work.
Was
yes.
that potentially messy?
Sometimes driving with my knee, yes.
Oh, boy.
Using both hands, one on the spoon and one to hold the cup.
See, anything requiring an instrument, a utensil.
I have seen people read a paper in traffic.
Oh, don't do that either.
Which, in this day and age, that's impressive.
Right.
Because
reads the paper?
You've got the phone. I mean, I see, you know, obviously plenty of people I see driving by scrolling on their phone, not paying a dang attention to anything in front of them.
That is very bad.
Yes, that is very bad. So again, using Australia as our little lesson this morning.
Crikey!
If you can manage to make it through the day without buttering a bagel. Listen, what kind of bagel was it? Was it an everything bagel with Kerrygold butter?
Listen.
Lightly toasted?
If maybe, you know what? You know what could have saved him?
What?
A little spray butter.
You know what? I'm cutting off your mic. We're not getting into this debate.
It is safer
because
than trying to use a knife and butter your bagel
you
in
are
traffic.
Absolutely incorrect.
Just saying.
And you're feral.
I mean, you could have just done a little.
I feel like your taste buds do not work. You have a deficiency.
It's delicious.
Mm.
You don't knock it. Have you ever tried spray butter? You haven't. Look at your face. You haven't.
Kelly.
See, you can't
I don't
judge.
Ingest those chemicals.
I cry foul on that.
Listen. Stop. Yeah. We're getting way off target
we are,
here.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to refer back to a conversation we've had on the show before, and don't knock it before you try it. Don't knock it before you try it.
Listen, they're not feral down there. They know good butter when they see it. And you're not getting good butter in a spray can.
You're getting a butter-like flavor. And that's good enough for me.
Okay.
Listen, Stephanie loves the spray butter. It seriously is the same as regular butter. Yes!
Okay, you and Stephanie...
Yeah.
...can go live in your little
We understand
world.
The convenience and the glory of just doing a couple little sprays and
It is neither convenient nor glorious.
It is!
Anyways, setting the bar.
Oh, Maddie's just like butter, cream cheese. Yes, I will concur on a bagel. Cream cheese is the way to go. Also, though, not a great idea in traffic. I was just saying, the traffic world, that might be better.
Have you ever tried both, butter and cream cheese?
I believe I have.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good little delicacy.
Yes. Ooh, Jessica says, spray butter. Easiest way to make a grilled cheese. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
although I'm going to recommend mayonnaise.
Kelly,
for that.
Jessica, and Stephanie, you can all kindly...
We'll have our little support group.
Be quiet.
The spray butter fans.
Okay.
I'll make a page on Facebook.
All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story.